Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Hello, hello, everybody. I hope everybody's doing good on this actual Monday afternoon. Hope everything's good in your world. Hope everything's right with you, man. Hope your weekend ended great. This is the third time you're recording this podcast. I actually did this episode, I think week before last, and I did it last week. And for some reason, the audio wasn't picking up properly. So hopefully this time it goes through. So before we get started with anything, anybody who's listening within the sound of my voice, hit the actual follow button, subscribe to the podcast. Feel free to also support the channel through the items in the description. There are multiple ways you can do so. Check out our website, check out our social media pages, and just keep rocking with us also. In addition to that, we're going to be donating our first $100 to St. Jude, and I feel like the end of the week we'll pretty much have that wrapped up to do so. And once we do that, I'll post that on our actual social media page. And I thank everybody who supported with that endeavor. So today's episode is going to wrap up the whole Walk With Me series. And the title of this episode would be Don't Use Your Blessings to Prove People Wrong, but to Prove You Are Blessed. Don't use your blessing to prove people wrong, but to prove you are blessed. So that whole title itself kind of sort of lends to these three thoughts, which is follow the footsteps in the sand that are left for you. Number two, don't worry. Faith conquers all fears. And then three, you need to believe the unforeseeable. So go. Right. So the first part, following the footsteps in the sand that were left for you. We all have predestined paths, right, or destinations already. And the biggest thing is that along our destination, we have all these different stops, turns, and bends. And as a result, we tend to get to a place where sometimes we divert from the course that we're supposed to be walking on. And that could be due to frustration. That could be due to people intervening with our actual walk itself. Or it could be due to the fact that we're just not feeling it anymore, right? But I don't think a lot of us realize that a lot of times when we're actually going throughout our lives, that what we're doing or trying to accomplish is going to occur regardless. If we go right, we will always come back to the middle. If we go left, we'll always come back to the middle. It is eventually going to happen. You will eventually reach your destination. The only difference is that in doing so, you will basically increase the amount of time before you arrive to where you're supposed to arrive to. So you want to try your best to actually follow those footsteps and realize that, you know, the walk itself is the actual true reward. The journey, not the destination, that's the true reward. Along your journey, along your walk, you're going to encounter a lot of things. And along those lines, you have to take those lessons, not losses, not frustrations, not obstacles, but lessons. Take those lessons and keep moving. I think a lot of times when we have actual thoughts of things we want to do and the plans don't go ideally to how we envision them to go, we tend to get discouraged. So we tend to go a whole different route. And I'm not saying that route is incorrect, but what I'm saying is that route is always going to lead back to the path that your heart has you set on. A lot of us get frustrated with certain things and we think that as a result of our frustration, we should stop. And I'm going to use some person as an example. They're not going to probably hear this actual podcast, and that's okay, but I think this is a great example. When we're walking or we're trying to follow our footsteps, right, and we have an actual detour that happens, and let's say we quit something, it doesn't mean it's a job, but it'll be something that we know we need to stick with, like not a job, you know, just let's say it's a task or something, and we quit it. And then a year passed, and then we get the urge to start back again. But this time starting is a lot harder. This time starting is a lot more involved with it, right? Meaning that you may not have the actual opportunity in front of you anymore. So you're having to work your way back, basically. And I say work your way back, it could be working your way back in shape, working your way back into a mental place, or working your way back in general, trying to actually overcome the fact that you stopped and nobody's willing to offer you any type of opportunity. You have to just prepare your field for rain. You have to hope that when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready. That is one of the longest walks you can possibly take because you don't know what's going to occur. You're preparing for the actual opportunity without the opportunity being present. Isn't that something? And usually when that happens, part two happens, which is fear. Don't worry, your faith will conquer all your fears. A lot of times we have all these big dreams and conversations with ourselves about, yeah, man, like I want to do this great thing over here. And when truth is, you want to do those things without any type of failures or any type of apprehension from the outside world. When I say apprehension, I mean, I guess I should say resistance. That's a better word. Resistance from the outside world. And we try to avoid, right, those actual encounters. Because within those encounters, our faith is being tested. I had somebody give me an actual, a communication, or somebody reached out to me and they said something to me that I knew my faith was being tested. It was something negative. It was cool though. Most people who know me know that negative really does not enter my mind. I'm probably crazy in that sense where I don't know, like I don't really get down like that. I meditate, you know, I pray. And honestly, I just keep going. Like I've had worse situations. There's not many things that I can bump into in this world going forward that will probably deter me. It's going to be something, have to be something crazy. So with that being said, when I encounter something that's supposed to give me fear, it reaffirms my actual motivation, which is, oh, this is supposed to be something of the evil, right? This is supposed to stop me. You didn't do anything but make me mad. That's all you did. You just ticked me off. Only thing you did was put a battery in my back. That's all you did. Because I have full faith that if you're in the way, I'm walking down the right path. So guess what? Now you're either going to move, get stepped over, or get walked through. Pick it. Because I'm going that way. Right? A lot of times we don't believe in the thing that we're actually trying to do. We don't even really believe in it. We kind of half-heartedly believe in it, or somebody has to affirm that what we're seeing or hearing or doing is actually what we're supposed to do. I wish a lot of us would stop caring about others' input on things that we are supposed to be doing on our own. At some point in time, you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You're going to have to push yourself over the finish line. And if you have fear, then that's not of the man above. That's of something evil. So why would I let that worry me? Why? You scared you're going to fail? Cool. It happens. Are you scared that somebody's going to question your true nature of what you're trying to accomplish? And if that's the case, part three should pop in your head, which is you need to believe the unforeseeable. So now it's time to go that way. Your faith has to be so strong in what you're trying to accomplish that at the end of the day, when things get bad and there's chaos around you, there's two things you can rely on. You can have a peace of mind and a made up mind. And as my grandma would say, those are the only things in the world that you have to have in order to constantly go through what you're going through. Because your faith should not be something you have to always recant and say, okay, do I have enough faith? No, I have more than enough faith. I just have to make my mind up and I have to be at peace with my decision. And a lot of times when we do that, we can go forward. Because why waste opportunities when the only thing you need to do is stay the course? Because once you stay the course, you will be blessed. As a result of being blessed, you will be able to prove that you are truly blessed, because what you're able to accomplish only someone of your actual cloth of nature could. I hope today's talk and today's message really resonated with a lot of you all. And I hope that the bow that we put around this series allows you to be able to understand that in this world, in your being, you will encounter a lot of things. You have to be willing to walk with the people who are thinking like you, or walk by yourself, or you can walk with me, because you can always rest assured that I'm going forward. And I wouldn't tell you to do anything I couldn't do, or I wouldn't do. I really hope that everybody's having a blessed day, and I really hope your week is starting off on a high note and a positive note. And I really hope that I can actually help push that even further. I'm going to drop another episode tonight, I'm pretty sure, since I basically had two episodes get just basically crushed by the evil. I'm going to do another one tonight, and it's going to be something dedicated to actual mentor of mine. That's what I'm going to call her. She's one of the very strong people I know, and it's going to be entitled Get Busy Living. That will be the next episode, so please tune in. I really hope that everybody who took time with me to go through this series was able to actually pull some things from it that they can use. And if you were able to, great. If you were not able to, but you know somebody who could use this, then guess what? Pass it along. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.